He will see you in about 20 minutes, she announced. Of the interview itself, James Oswald used to delight to tell, in walked young Adams, as serious as a deacon. I didn't recognize him as one of the young men I had met the night before until he introduced himself and mentioned our meeting. Then he went on to say that he had thought the matter over and had decided that he wanted to get into the advertising business and that he wanted to work for me, and so here he was. I looked him over. He was a very ordinary looking boy, it seemed to me, rather stolid, not especially bright in appearance. Then I asked him some questions to see how quick-witted he was. He answered them all readily enough, but his answers weren't particularly clever. I liked him well enough, but he seemed to lack alertness, that little up-and-comingness that is necessary in advertising. And so finally I told him, in as kindly a way as possible, that I didn't think he was cut out for an advertising man and that I was very sorry, but I couldn't give him a position, and a lot more fatherly advice. It was really a choice little speech, firm but gentle. He took it all nicely enough. But instead of begging me to give him a chance, he thanked me for the interview and said, as he got up to go, "Well, Mr. Oswald, I have decided that I want to get into the advertising business and that I want to work for you, and I thought the obvious thing to do was to come and tell you so. You don't seem to think I could make good, and so I will have to set out to find some way to prove it to you. I don't know just how I can do it, but I'll call on you again when I have found out. Thank you for your time. Goodbye." And he was gone before I could say a word. Well, I was set back considerably. All my little speech had been lost entirely. He didn't even entertain my verdict. I sat for 5 minutes thinking about it. I was rather irritated to be thus turned down by a boy, so civilly but so very definitely. All the rest of the afternoon I felt decidedly chagrined.